As we welcome from the Daphne Spanish Fort Kiwanis Club, our friend Tom Lott for Community Contact. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm here to talk about the nine-hole two-man scramble golf tournament we're going to have this Thursday. Shotgun at 3 o'clock. Hopefully be in your car driving home at 5. We've got about 30 golfers right now. We're looking forward to it. Got good sponsors. We're still looking for some more golfers and sponsors. Although if you're a sponsor and if you're this late, you won't get on the board, but you'll be recognized.
Okay. So there's still spots available for what is a nine-hole two-man scramble.
Two-man scramble, as they say in today's world, two-person scramble.
Of course. PC.
I have a person partner for me, so she will be duly disappointed in my short game, I'm sure. But no, well, I played yesterday out there, and the greens are in good shape. The roughs are tough. And so a little wet in certain areas, but that's normal in today's world with all the rain we've had in the past. But looking forward to it. Last year was a big success. We raised a little bit over $4,000 in one small afternoon on the first annual. This year we've already got $5,000 in the bank. So we're looking forward to raising some money for the children of the Eastern Shore and of the world. This money predominantly goes to our four Key Club scholarships that we sponsor Key Clubs in St. Michael's, Bayside, Daphne, and Spanish Fort High Schools. In those four Key Clubs, there are over 250 kids.
Grooming our future leaders.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it's so fun to watch them this time of the year when they first start their new officerships and they're new at school, and you know, school's just coming back, and they're got their plans and they got their officers all together and planning what they're going to do. It's exciting to go to the meetings and watch their energy. And leadership. It's funny. I go to St. Michael's and to Bayside, so I'm lucky. I can kind of compare, mm-hmm. and it is from one year to another. It flip flops on the brilliant leadership. Every once in a while, they both are just phenomenal. Last year, they were both phenomenal, and. Almost all the leaders last year are all in college now. And so we got a new slate starting this week. So getting back to the golf tournament, we're still looking for a two-person scramble. Shotgun at 3 o'clock. It's we play holes 1, 2, and 3, and then we jump to the other side to go to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and then we're through. We're done, and it's a
no after party or anything.
Nothing. We do have an after party, but it's on your own, and this is a skinny a fundraiser.
Got it. Okay.
So we're definitely gonna hang around. We're definitely gonna have awards. We do have very good prizes. Four of our local restaurants stepped up and gave me $50 gift certificates. So we're gonna pay. First and second, and they're gonna get $50 gift certificate apiece, and then third, excuse me, gonna get $25 gift certificates to two other restaurants. So we're looking forward to people having a good time, and it's not real competitive, but it's competitive enough, and golfers are competitive just because they're golfers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to go, and 3 o'clock shotgun
this Thursday
at Lake Forest Golf Club.
How do folks sign up?
They can call the Lake Forest.
Call the golf course.
Call the golf course, okay. Or call Frank Shepherd at.
He's 334-398-2204.
Yeah. 334-298-2204, Frank Shepherd.
Or find the Daphne Qantas Club online or on Facebook and shoot him a message.
Definitely.
Okay. You're also really involved with the Rotary, with the youth clubs, or is that you personally?
No, I'm interested. I'm charter member of both the.
That's
Spanish,
right. You're
Spanish
both
Fort,
of them. Okay.
Daphne's Qantas Club and the Point Clip and the Point Clip Rotary
okay.
Club.
Okay.
It's a unique situation, but I love both of them, and I'm active in both clubs. I enjoy working in the community, and I always have. I remember when I was manager of the A.G. Edwards office here for 15 years. A.G. Edwards was members of all five Chamber of Commerce's in Baldwin County, and when we attended the meetings. And it was fun. It was fun back in the day.
As long as I've been sitting in this chair on this radio station, you have been involved in the community probably before then. So, Tom, we do appreciate.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
What you do and the Qantas Club Daphne Spanish Fort second annual nine-hole golf tournament this Thursday, two-person scramble, 3 p.m. shotgun start. Contact the Lake Forest Golf Course or a Qantas member to sign up. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, Tom Lott, we appreciate you and your service to the community.